Environmental ministers and diplomats from 178 countries are meeting in Bonn, Germany today for the high-level phase of the climate talks. The crucial question is whether the delegates will be able to forge a deal, even though the United States backed out of the Kyoto Protocol on global warming earlier this year. Negotiators have been struggling to work out the critical details of the climate treaty since it was negotiated in 1997. NPR's Richard Harris is in Bonn. What are negotiators trying to accomplish during this stage of the talks?
Well, Bob, the first thing they're trying to do is really get to grips with the all-important details that were left out of the Kyoto Agreement. For example, how much you can count planting forests as a way of reducing carbon dioxide, which is considerably easier to do than reducing energy use, which is obviously a much tougher job to do. Also, how much you can trade with countries that have lower emissions, like Russia has plenty of leftover emissions that it could sell to other countries. And the question is, how much could a country achieve its goal simply by buying those credits that are sometimes called simply hot air credits? So even though these are technical talks, they really make or break whether the Kyoto Protocol could even come into force.
How's the U.S. being treated there?
Well, among environmental groups, the U.S. is sort of public enemy number one, I would say. Not unusual, even under the best of circumstances. Diplomats are more diplomatic, but they are still expressing grave disappointment and other more polite terms of scorn for the U.S. Really, in many ways, this is the rallying point for the whole meeting, the fact that the U.S. is not there. And the question is, can everybody else rally around and come up with something anyway?
So is the Bush administration playing no role in these negotiations?
Actually, they are here. They are at the table. And people I've talked to said they aren't entirely talkative at the table, but they are definitely participating. They have a legal right to be here, even though they backed away from the Kyoto Protocol, because technically this is a follow-up meeting to a larger treaty negotiated in Rio back in 1992 at the Earth Summit, the Framework Convention on Climate Change. President Bush's father signed that treaty, so the U.S. really has a right to be here. And they say what they're doing here is simply trying to make sure that U.S. interests are preserved. And despite some fears that the U.S. would try to obstruct the talks, actually officials say that is absolutely not the case. If anything, they're being encouraged to participate more rather than less.
Why would the rest of the world want to go ahead with a treaty if the U.S. isn't on board?
Well, there's a political reason, which is this is a popular issue in many countries, particularly Europe and Japan. So politicians would pay a political price if they don't do something, if they come home empty-handed. On the other hand, there's a counterbalancing influence. Japan in particular doesn't want to offend its close ally, the United States, so they're trying to make things happen without offending the U.S. It's a very difficult situation for them in particular. I think there's a distant hope that even if the U.S. sits out this round of talks, that the U.S. could join at a later date. But this has been 9 years of hard work getting this far, and people don't want to scrap it and wait for the U.S. to decide what it wants to do, starting all over again.
If the rest of the world's able to reach agreement at Bonn, what effect's that going to have on the Earth's climate?
Essentially no effect, and that's a real problem of this struggle we're seeing here, because the economic costs of this treaty are uncertain, but some people say they're potentially very high. On the other hand, people are pretty well in agreement that the reductions themselves wouldn't really make a dent in the buildup of gases that contribute to climate change. We're talking about reductions a few percent below emission levels from 1990 levels, but even those levels were showing dramatic increases in the atmosphere, so it would take a very, very substantial cut to make a change in the global climate. The hope is that at least this small step would nudge the world in the right direction and start to move the global economy away from fossil fuels, obviously something that's going to take a long time.
NPR's Richard Harris in Bonn.